ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सरोज बेन, यू हैव द नेक्स्ट वन,
चैप्टर टू अच्छा यस
चैप्टर टू
तो
सेक्शन
सेक्शन
वन,
वन या
नंबर वन, मंत्र नंबर वन। तदेतत् सत्यं यथा सुदीप्तात् पावकात्।
तदेतत् सत्यं यथा सुदीप्राप्त पावकात्
विस्फुलिङ्गा सहस्रशः प्रभवन्ते सरूपाः।
स्तुकुलिङ्गं सहस्रशः प्रवन्वन्ते
दिस
स्वरूपाः
इज अ हार्ड वन।
इट्स
तथा
ओके
क्षरात् विविधा सौम्यभावाः।
तदाक्षरं विदिता सौम्यभावाः
प्रजायन्ते तत्र चैवापीयन्ति।
यदा यन्ते तत्र चैवापीयन्ति
एंड म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर।
अचिन्त्यस्य
तदेतत् सत्यं यथा सुदीप्तात् पावकात् विस्फुलिङ्गा
स्तुतिङ्गा
सहस्रः प्रभवन्ते सरूपाः। तथा क्षरात् विविधा सौम्यभावाः। प्रजायन्ते तत्र चैवापीयन्ति। सो टीचर स्टार्ट्स विथ एन एग्जाम्पल, एग्जाम्पल ऑफ व्हाट इज दिस हाईएस्ट ट्रूथ, व्हाट इज दिस परा, दिस सुप्रीम। ही गिव्स अ वेरी सिंपल ब्यूटिफुल एग्जाम्पल। एंड एक्चुअली दिस सेकेंड चैप्टर, दिस सेक्शन इज डिवोटेड टूवर्ड्स क्रिएशन, हाउ क्रिएशन हैपेंड, एंड ऑल्सो सम डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज मेंशन्ड। बट मोस्ट ऑफ द मंत्रास टॉक अबाउट क्रिएशन, सो हाउ द वर्ल्ड केम इन टू बींग एंड वॉट इज द नेचर ऑफ ब्रह्मन एंड हाउ, वॉट इज द नेचर ऑफ जीवा। तद एतत् सत्यम, सो दिस इज द ट्रूथ द टीचर सेज। यथा मीन्स जस्ट एज, जस्ट एज वेन एवर द टीचर हैज टू गिव एन एग्जाम्पल ही सेज यथा एंड देन तथा। यथा मीन्स जस्ट एज, तथा मीन्स इन द सेम वे। सो यथा मीन्स जस्ट एज सुदीप्तात् पावका, सुदीप्तात् मीन्स ब्लेजिंग, पावका मीन्स फायर। सो विथ अ व्हेन अ ब्लेजिंग फायर इज देयर, यू नो, विथ लॉट ऑफ वुड एंड यू हैव पुट लॉट ऑफ यू नो घी एंड ऑल, हाउ द फायर इज ब्लेजिंग एंड दैट काइंड ऑफ फायर, वॉट हैपन्स टू दैट फायर? विस्फुलिंगा, स्पार्क्स कम आउट, थाउजेंड सहस्रशः। You know, when this blazing fire is there, or say there is a forest fire or something, or a big piece of wood, how the sparks come out? Sahasra prabhavante sarupaha. But these sparks, that are Prabhavanti are coming out are Sarupa. They have the same form as the fire. They are not different from fire. In the same way, Aksharat, from this Akshara Brahma, the Lord, Vividha, different Bhavaha, different beings. Oh, Soumya, Soumya, he's calling my dear child, very loving way, because the teacher has to have that loving attitude towards the student. Not okay, why has he come? What is this headache? I have to teach him. No. Once the student is qualified, the teacher, that's the glory of the teacher. He very willingly teaches. You see, in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagwan again and again repeats. Arjuna keeps asking questions. Very patiently, Bhagwan never says, "Oh, I already told this to you." He repeats, even though it has been taught. So that is the beauty of this teacher. So he says, "O Soumya, O my child, Vividha Bhava, from this Akshara, different kinds of jivas. Jivas means not only humans, but animals, birds, plants, fish, all of those. Prajayante, they are born. Tatra cha eva apiyanti. So they are born and they also merge back. So just as we, came from God and then at the end we merge back into God. So same way, sparks, if you know the sparks, they go out, and when they are done with the whatever material they are burning, the essence of the spark, which is the fire essence, merges back into the fire. So, as we said, the people say, well, first you said that rituals are the truth, and now you are saying there is a higher truth. It is like we have talked before also, if there is a student in high school, he's studying math, algebra. For him, they say you have to do this, that, or if he's in junior high or elementary, you have to do multiplication. But if he's doing PhD or, in mathematics, then you don't have to repeat all that. So same way, in the early stages, one must do rituals, must do puja, must do karma yoga. Not only early stages, but all along in our knowledge path also, we should not forget this, because one is for the intellect, other is for the mind. So intellect has to be connected with God and mind has to be connected with God in love. So both are necessary, both are the truth. Now the question comes that, like say from a mud, if you make pot, mud has the same qualities as pot, right? Pot has the same quality as mud. From a bar of gold, if you make a necklace or a bangle, the ornaments have the same property as gold. That's in the world. But in Brahman, we see that whatever qualities Brahman has, we don't have in us. Brahman is infinite. We are limited. God or Brahman is eternal. We are temporary. God is all-knowing. We have very limited knowledge. God is all-pervading. We have limited, 5 feet, 6 or 6, whatever. So we are exactly opposite of what God is. Then how did we come out of that? If we came out of that, then we should have those qualities. Right? So the answer is, of course, will be again given in more detail, is that our essence is divine. That God, that Brahman, that consciousness is our true essence. These qualities of temporariness, limited ignorance, all belong to the body, mind, and intellect. But when this, so like say a realized master, when he drops his body merges with the five elements. His mind, intellect doesn't go anywhere. Your and mine, when we give up the body, we'll go to other worlds, with our subtle body. But the realized master doesn't go anywhere. His mind merges with the total mind, and his consciousness is always with as one as Brahman. Brahman alone is one. So it's not that your consciousness, her consciousness, my consciousness. There is only one consciousness, one Brahman, one Atma. These are all names, and there is oneness at that level. So that's what he's talking about. But here he is talking about the fire and the thousands of sparks and sarupa, and they have the same qualities as fire. So what does it mean that from this fire a spark comes, and say it falls on some dry piece of wood, that will catch fire too. So it has the ability to catch fire. Or if you are sitting in next to the fireplace in a camp, camping, you know, and suddenly that spark falls on your shirt or your pants, it will burn a hole. So it has the same qualities as that. So that means you and I also have the same qualities as Brahman. We also have this essential divinity within us. So we are not separate. Then there are other theories, you know, like Bhagwan Sri Krishna says, Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. And then in Ramayana, Tulsidas ji says, Ishvara Amsha Jiva Avinashi Chetana Sahaja Samala Sukharashi. So Bhagwan says, all jivas are a part of me. That he says. And then here also Tulsidas ji says, Ishvara is the Lord and we are all part of him. Just as Ishwar is Avinashi, we are also Avinashi in essence. And what is our nature? Chetan, awareness, sahaj, you know, very amala, very peaceful, very without pollution, and sukharashi. So we are also the same. So one should not think I am a miserable being. No, you are a sukharashi. You are a mountain of bliss. So that is, he says. And Ramanujacharya, who is the, there is three kinds of Dvaita, Vishisht Advaita, and then Advaita. So Dvaita is like Madhavacharya, that God and I are separate and I and God can never be one. How can I be God? See, and that is fine. You know, some people believe that. Then Ramanujacharya ji, he came and he said, no, we are part of God. God is like the sun and we are rays of sun. So we are a part. And then he quotes this, you know, like fire is a part, or like this, you know, Mamai Vamsho, Bhagwan Sri Krishna says. And so he says, they have already said we are part. And at one level we are, you know, in this body, we are part of that total body. In mind, we are part of the total mind. But that is when Brahman is considered as Ishvara, the creator, sustainer, destroyer. At that level, yes, we are part. And how does Ishvara Bhagwan work? Through Maya Shakti, through the power of Maya. So at that level, we are part. But at the level of consciousness, Om in the BMI chart, or Vasanas, BMI, PFT, OET, all are a part of God, because Vasana is the creative power, but Om, at the level of Om, we are one. So there is no difference. So just as fire is unmanifest, it becomes manifest and then again becomes unmanifest. Bhagwan says in the second chapter, avyakta dini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata avyakta nidananyeva tatra ka paridevana. So we were unmanifest, we became manifest, and again will become unmanifest, but that all pertains to my BMI, and that one has to keep in mind. And so there is samashti upadhi and vyashti upadhi. So Ishvara through maya is the totality, samashti, but each one of us individuals are vyashti, but we are one out of that. But remember that in reality, we are not separate, just as that spark is not separate from the main fire. And what is the relationship between Atma and Jiva? The Kathopanishad says it's like light and shadow. Just as I'm walking and my shadow, you know, is beside me. And suppose a car runs over my shadow, I don't cry, oh, I'm hurt. So they are different levels of reality, but they are always together. Some also they say Chhatri Nyaya, just as in Chhatri, there is one owner of the umbrella who is walking and another person joins because he's hiding from the rain. So same way, consciousness, Atma is there and Jiva is tagging along. So that is our relationship. So there are different levels, different sattas. And so we have to see that this Jiva and Jagat are mithya. They are not permanent reality. They are a temporary reality, transactional reality. Do not give too much importance to the world or to me, I, this body. Spend as much time as possible listening to the scriptures, reading, associating with Mahatmas. So you will then slowly see that Ishwar is an apparent cause. This world is an illusory projection. Just as in dream, I project this world, and for us, this world looks real, but for a realized master, one who has woken up to the truth, he or she sees this world also as a dream upon Brahman. Just as there is a dream in my mind, I am projecting the dream. So same way, Bhagwan has projected this whole universe, 14 worlds. That's why in Purush Suktam and all, it says that all of this came out of that one Purusha. And they give the example of Adhyaropa and Apvad. Adhyaropa and Apvad. What does that mean? Again, come back to the pot and the mud. Now, from mud, you make a pot. And then you say, oh, this is different. This is mud and this is pot. So they say, okay, show me where it. So you have Adhyaropa. So you have projected the pot upon the mud. Mud is the substratum. Pot is Adhyaropa. And then you ask the person, okay, tell me where is the mud? So he will touch the mud. And tell me where is the mud? So he will touch the pot. So ultimately, the pot also is a non-existent. Only thing exists is mud. So Adhyaropa is you superimpose pot, and then Apavad, you show him there is no pot. There is only mud and mud alone. Pot has no reality, or ornament has no reality, only gold. So same way, we say that this Ishvara is Karya and Karana. He is the creator of the world,
Cause and
but
effect.
the cause of the world. But Brahman is Karya Karana Vilakshana. In Brahman, there is no Karya, there is no Karana, there is no creation. At the absolute level, there, when you wake up to that absolute, then you see this world has no reality. It is a Mayaviva Vijrimbyatyapi Maha. Shankaracharya ji says, just as a magician, you know, when you go, he creates this Maya and makes you believe that, you know, he takes out, you know, cards from here and there, from his hand, he will take out flowers. We know all that is Maya. So same way, Bhagwan is the magician and he has created this world out of magic. So see this world as a natak. I've come here, see the world, enjoy the world. Just as when you go to see a play or a movie, you don't give reality. You enjoy the movie, and then when your time is over, you know, you leave. So same way, I've come to experience this world, enjoy the world. You don't have to suffer or be miserable. But my real goal is not this. My real goal is Bhagwan. And so all my effort in this life should be for that purpose, in that direction. We'll go to the last mantra, chapter 2, section 1, mantra number 2. Who has not? Well, Pallavi, did you chant? Have you chanted?
I
Deepika,
can.
do you have this? You, huh?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, go ahead. You can
Okay.
read. Mantra number 2. Divyo hyamurtah
Hyamurtah Purushaha.
purushah sabahyabhyantaro
Abhyantaro
hyajah aprano hyamanashubhro.
Aprano
Yaksharat paratah parah.
Yaksharat Paratah Paraha.
Yeah, we'll chant together. You can mute. Divyo hyamutah
Sabahyabhyantaro
purushah sabahyabhyantaro hyajah अप्राणो ह्य मना शुभ्रो यक्षरात् परतः परः. सो दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल मंत्र विच गिव्स वेरी प्रिसाइज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ हु दिस ब्राह्मण इज. सो दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल मेडिटेटिव मंत्र. So he, what is Purusha? He is Divya. He is divine. He is light. And Amurtaha means form, without form. Murtaha means form. Amurta means without form. He
Formless.
means indeed. He is formless. Purusha. Purusha, we already talked about what is Purusha, which Purush Suktam also describes that same Purusha. And Saha, that Purusha. Here, of course, they are
Sublime.
using male, but it can be male or female. But actually, Purusha is beyond male or female, does not have any linga. Linga belongs to the body, sex belongs to the body, not even to the mind or intellect, or definitely does not belong to Atma. So that Atma, that consciousness, Bahi Antaraha, both. He is outside and inside. Ajaha, unborn, aprana, has no pranas, yamana, has no mind, shubhra means pure, not polluted, and aksharat paratah para, and is beyond akshara, much beyond akshara. Akshara is refers to as the creator, but he's even beyond the sagun brahma. So whatever the form of the Lord is, he's even beyond that. Now, one point I would like to warn everybody, don't think this Purusha is somewhere, somebody, someone else who is infinite, who is light, who is formless, who is inside. That is me. Upanishad keeps telling you are that,
That's
Tattvamasi.
accurate.
That again and again the Upanishad says, you are that, Tattvamasi. So the student has to understand that that is me. Me, as we said, not me as this body, as this ego, but this Atma or consciousness, that is
Essentially.
my true nature. So whenever description comes of Brahman or Purusha or infinite, I am infinite. Because when something is infinite, formless, is everywhere, that means I am also that. I cannot be separate. When something is infinite, all pervading,
Independence.
everywhere, then how can I be separate? So don't think God is somewhere sitting in Vaikuntha or Kailash or somewhere. God is in my heart as consciousness, and that is me. I am. That's why we say, na Shivoham, Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. I am Shiva. So again, I again does not mean as ego, but the Shiva who is all-pervading consciousness, that I am. So that one has to remember. Now we'll just, the qualities they have been covered before, we'll go briefly. Divine means light. Light does not mean there is a shining light. People think in meditation, I will see some blue light and all that. Light means consciousness, awareness. That is not only aware of the light, also aware of darkness. Like I am in darkness. They ask you, are you there? You don't say, oh, let me shine a flashlight to see if I'm there. No, I am aware of myself and I'm aware of darkness. So it is consciousness. And formless means there is no name and form. Even though we have the name and form of Bhagwan, Shri Krishna, Lord Shiva, Mother Saraswati, those names and forms are there to help us connect with God. So it is easier for the mind to connect with the form. And you can worship the form. That is, it doesn't mean that, oh, form is inferior. Why should I should directly go to formless? No, form only will take you to formless. Without form, you cannot reach the formless. So we worship the form, do puja, do not forget that. But remember that Bhagwan Shri Krishna is not only in that form, but he is that infinite, which he shows us in the 11th chapter. So same way, Bhagwan Shiva is not only the form, but that Shivaling represents the infinite. Bhagwan Vishnu is not only in that form, but in Shaligram, he represents that formless. So, and he is inside and out. So inside me is Bhagwan, outside me is Bhagwan,
All
just as
pervading.
all pervading, just as where is space inside the room or outside the room? We say no, space is outside, space is in the room, space is in the pot, but is only one space, not broken. You cannot divide space, you cannot break space. So same way, Brahman is inside and outside, you cannot divide it. Then Aja, unborn. What do we mean by unborn? Unborn means to be born, there has to be something from which I am born. Like for me to be born, there has to be a mother, you know, that then only I can be born, I can be created. Of course, mother and father. So same way for Brahman, if he was born, there had to be another super Brahman from which Brahman came. But there is
Yes.
not. Brahman is infinite, means there is no other. That's one. Secondly, there is no prak abhava. That means, say, I was not there so many years ago. Then I appeared on this earth, and then after a few years, I'll be gone. But that means there is prak abhava. I mean, there was a time in the 1940s when I was not here. But in Brahman, there is no prak abhava. There is no time when Brahman was not there. Then he says, aprana. Prana means vitality, the karmendriyas. Prana is the one that gives us ability to function. So in Brahman, there are no karmendriyas. There are no organs of action. They all belong to the world. Brahman, but Brahman is the power because of which my actions are were happening. I'm speaking, my hand is moving, I'm walking, talking. So Brahman is the fire, just as electricity has no bulb. But because of electricity, the bulb functions. So that's why it says it is a prana. That means in Brahman, there are no pranas, there are no karmendriyas. Then manaha. Manaha means there is no mind, there are no senses. Mana shasthani indriyani, Bhagwan says in the 15th chapter that mind is the sixth sense. So there are five sense organs. The knowledge goes to the mind, and the mind presents to the intellect. So the mind is one of the senses because the senses are controlled by the mind. But in Brahman, there is no mind, there are no sense organs. I mean, Brahman does not need eyes to see or ears to hear. But because of Brahman, the eyes are seeing, the ears are hearing, you know, I am talking, my hands are feeling, touching. So Brahman has no karmendriyas, no gyanendriyas, and amana also means na antakarna. So the four, mana, buddhi, chit, ahankar, are not there in Brahman. So all those four are my inner equipment, what they call antakarna, mana, buddhi, chit, ahankar, mind, intellect, memory, and ego. So they all function because of Brahman. So whatever I am doing is because of God's presence. So one should always be grateful. Thankful to Bhagwan that it is because of Bhagwan I have, whatever I am, wherever I am, whatever I have accomplished is not me. I am nobody. I am nothing. One has to remember I am nothing. God is everything. I am just a humble instrument. At the most, you can say that I am a humble instrument in God's presence. You know, God is working through me. Whatever is happening, he is doing, good or bad, whatever. That's why Swami Aparajitananda ji is the best. He says, everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. What is good happening is perfect. Bad happening is perfect. Biden is perfect. Trump is perfect. Everything that is happening is perfect. So there are no complaints, no complaints at all. And that attitude should be. Then he says, Shubhra. Shubhra means uncontaminated. So the example Gurudev gives in his commentary, he says, just as sunlight, in the presence of sunlight, one person is going to the temple and praying, another one is going to the bar and drinking, third one is going to the bank and robbing the bank. Now the sun illumines all three. the devotee, the alcoholic, and the
Robert.
robber. But the sun is not affected. Sunlight is needed for this whole earth to work. So whatever activities we are doing, because of the presence of the sun, if there was no sun, we would all be dead. So, but the sun is not affected. Sun does not. That's why Shankaracharya ji says in Manisha Panchakam that the same sunlight illumines Ganga water and a dirty ditch. So there is one consciousness that illumines all good and bad, and that consciousness you are. So same way, there is one Brahman that illumines all the things that are happening, good things, bad things, robbery, cheating, love, compassion, kindness, charity. All is there is one consciousness, and that is illumining. Also, what it means is that one has to realize that go beyond the pair of opposites. Do not get too caught up in good, bad, and all. See everything as his natak, his play, and I am playing a role. And aksharat parata paraha. And akshara here, it, as we said, means sagun Brahma. In some places, akshara means the supreme Brahma. That's why, you know, sharaksharat evata, you know, in 15th chapter, he says,
Yes,
shara
I saw.
sarvani bhutani. Kutasthokshara uchyate. So there, kshara and akshara is manifest and unmanifest. And then Bhagavan says, Uttama Purushastu Anya, Paramatma. That is Paramatma. So kshara is manifest, akshara is unmanifest. And there is Uttam Purusha. That is the Supreme Brahman, that Supreme Lord, which is Anya, which is separate. So in this Upanishad, the Rishi is taking us to that, especially in this mantra, beautiful definition of this of these qualities. And so this second mantra is very beautiful for meditation. So when you meditate, you can say, I am divine, I am formless, I am all pervading, I am unborn. I have no pranas, I have no senses, no organs of action, no sense organs. I am uncontaminated by good and bad. So in meditation, that's why they say, na Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. I am that Shiva of the nature of Chit and Anand, consciousness and bliss. So that is, so this is a very, very beautiful mantra, the second one for meditation. And then next week, we will continue with, but Rishi will give us more examples and a lot more details about creation, how creation happens. So the second chapter is talks about Supreme Brahman and creation. Okay, we'll end here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Thank you. Hari Om.